Blog Talk Radio.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. Let music swell the breeze, and ring from all the trees, sweet freedom song. Let mortal tongues awake, let all that let rocks their silence break, the sound prolong.
Happy Memorial Day, if it can be a happy Memorial Day. All of the shopping centers should have been closed today. Memorial Day is a day of remembrance, and you can put the sales off to tomorrow. Everybody should have been closed for Memorial Day. It should have been a one big family outing. Ambrose Bierce was an American author who fought in some of the fiercest battles of the war in 1861 to 1865. Bierce had nothing but scorn for those who did not honor all the dead from both North and South. His advice, which we offer up again here, was simple. Remember how the flood of years has rolled across the erring slain. Remember, too, the cleansing rain of widows and of orphans' tears. The dead are dead, let that atone. And although with equal hand we strew the blooms on saint and sinner too, yet God will know to choose his own. The wretch, whatever his life and lot, who does not love the harmless dead, with all his heart and all his head, may God forgive him, I shall not. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party. And we're going to play an Irish tune, but we can use it for America, too. It's called The Nation Once Again.
We have late breaking news that we're going to open the show with.
Sorry.
It's just been announced.
Our fetters rent in twain, and
outshine the solemn starlight. It seemed to watch above my head through foreign field and Spain. Its angel voice sang round my bed, a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again. And Ireland long a province be, a nation once again. So as I grew from boy to man, I bent me to my bidding, my spirit of each selfish plan and cruel passion ridding. For thus I hope someday to wade, nor can such hope be vain, when my dear country shall be made a nation once again. A nation once again, a nation once again, and Ireland long a province be, a nation once again.
Okay, we're going to read some pro-life news, because if I don't do it, the media won't do it. Okay, top stories. The Sudan faces international pressure to release pregnant woman sentenced to death for being Christian. Soldier returns home to meet his newborn son for the very first time. The woman who was the model for the Gerber baby turns 87, and she says, "I can't think of anything nicer than be a symbol for babies." 13 years ago, they rejected doctor's abortion suggestion. Now their son is fighting for his life again. So he got to live 13 years so far. More pro-life news. Doctors told her that her baby had died in the womb, and then she was born healthy. She only weighed as much as a can of soda when she was born. Now she's, and they're giving her weight. This is a good one. This is a mind blower. And this could have happened to Beethoven also, because he was born deaf, right? Or he slowly went deaf, was that what it was? Yeah, his mother should have had an abortion. Andrea Bocelli and Celine Dion, two amazing singers who were almost victims of abortion. I didn't notice about the NAACP. I know it's a different NAACP when I supported it in the 50s. I sympathize with it at least, but now I have no sympathy for it because I believe it stands for the National Association for the Advancement of Communist People. Black pro-lifer NAACP silenced after blasting its pro-abortion stance appeals decision. So the NAACP is pro-choice. And Planned Parenthood kills 1,100 black babies on Tuesday. They're scheduled to die on Tuesday. 1,200 white babies and 700 Latino niños also make up the 3,000 that Planned Parenthood kills every day. It's for a total of 4,700. Another 1,700 are killed by other groups. A group of blind individuals describe their perception of beauty. Planned Parenthood director compares abortion to getting a shot of penicillin. I love that, man. Liberal Party leader Justin Trudeau refuses to condemn sex selection abortions. Yeah. Oh, no. We wanted a boy. It killed a girl. Moms donate breast milk to save premature babies' lives. Medical groups don't want doctors to facilitate the death penalty, but euthanasia is okay. West Virginia close to forcing override session on Tomlin's veto of 20-week abortion ban. Is Amazon selling a black version, a black market version of the Plan B drug? And Senator candidate Allison Grimes from Kentucky isn't just pro-abortion. She backs the the bayonet in the head as the child exits the womb. I call them POWs, prisoners of the womb. They have no legal rights. They can't get in. They won't even read them a Miranda warning. You know, you have the right to an attorney. They don't have a right to an attorney. Really sad, isn't it? Okay. You see this guy that went crazy out in California? He was a nut job, man. Nut job. Now, you know, his circumstances are pretty similar to Adam Lanza. Adam Lanza was a recluse. Adam Lanza didn't like women. He killed his mother first. Adam Lanza was a child of a divorced parents and lived with his mother. Now, the thing that bothers me is the psychiatrist that knew this kid was off the wall. He called the mother the day before and said, have you seen the video he just made? I mean, what is that? I'm off the hook? It's really sad. Really sad. I don't know how many people. I think he killed his two roommates with a knife. And he might have killed somebody else with a knife. And then he also shot people to death. And then he also ran over people with his BMW. And so it's really sad. And you know what? This kid went a bridge too far. That was written to President Obama by a triple amputee. Triple amputee vet to Obama, you're unfit to lead our nation. No wonder Obama paid a surprise visit to Afghanistan this Memorial Day. Pulled into the airport and said, keep that engine running. I'll make this speech and we're out of here. Rolling Thunder and Operation American Spring are in D.C. Plus. He isn't feeling the love from American veterans. A senior airman, Brian Koflage, pulls no punches about the treatment he has received at the hand of the VA, or that he is holding Obama responsible for the mess. You got to see this guy, a real handsome guy, well-built, and he's missing two legs and a hand. The triple amputee placed as Memorial Day a message to him on his Facebook page and calls out the Obama administration for the debacle that he personally is suffering at the hands of the inept VA. Koflage sacrificed three limbs in a war, yet a clerical error has him fighting for $7,000 in benefits. His open letter as posted, Dear President Obama, on this Memorial Day, I can't help but think of the many veterans who have given their lives to protect the freedoms that we all enjoy today. He's trying to break the military, and one of the ways is discourage them from making any money and discourage them from getting any benefits. And quite frankly, one that so many Americans take for granted. You're playing your 165th round of golf. I wonder what he canceled to go into Afghanistan to rebuild his image. This weekend, you can count on our warriors to protect you and protect this great nation, should be once great nation. From the Civil War to the war, the nation that you destroyed, sir. From the Civil War to the wars in the deserts of the Middle East, our brave men and women have given their lives for freedoms that can only be found in America. We were watching the Berlin Wall and watching, I think it was 1,396 planes landing a day to break the Russian blockade. And one of the guys was dropped 20 tons of chocolates and parachutes for the kids. And he told the kids the first time he did the run, you'll see me, I'll tip my wings of the plane, and then we'll parachute chocolates to you. And all the kids were waiting down at the by the runway, you know, along the runway flightway. From the Civil War to the wars in the Middle East, freedom is never free, and the price of our freedom has been paid with the blood of our finest Americans. Your daughters have been fortunate enough to reap the freedoms that so many have sacrificed their lives for. I got to tell you that I saw a General McChrystal on being interviewed by a twit on the Huffington Post, and she said, why should anybody join the military when we have these scandals like torture and what was the other one? Torture and snooping by the NSA. Why should anybody join the military? You want the answer, honey? Because if we don't, you die. How's that? Is that a good enough reason? You vote for that one? Oh, no, they would love me. I have a nice personality. Yes, I would offer them a cup of tea. Sadly, the men and women who have volunteered to fight in the most extreme conditions, 120 degrees, man, in the world, they're coming back only to find themselves engaged in a new war at home. Well, Janet Napolitano has labeled all returning GIs potential terrorists, and that's why the government is hiding all kinds of bullets in agencies that don't have guns. My question is, when Social Security gets their 1,700,000 rounds of ammo, where do they keep it? We have to know, because when the revolution comes, we're going there first. Yeah. You're all going to keep it in one building? What, under Obama's bed? Yeah. Whose scandal-ridden legacy has finally hit an all-time low? There's nobody lower than this president. Jimmy Carter, who gave away the Panama Canal, who refused to have the football within 9 miles of him. Jimmy Carter, who let the Iranians walk all over American soil and torture American citizens. Jimmy Carter, who couldn't get one mission off the ground, is at a higher level than Benghazi Obama. You couldn't even make an effort. You couldn't even fake a false attempt. How sad are you? Yeah, when these four die, nobody will want to join. And I'll have accomplished my mission, President Putin. Now that I'm in my second term, we can now bring in that army that's bigger than the U.S. Army. Where is it? It's up at the Crimea right now. Sadly, the men and women who have volunteered to fight, they have now found themselves in a war with your incompetent administration. Yeah, it's all college kids. They're running the show. Susan Rice went out on 5 TV networks to blame a guy who made a dirty video for Benghazi. And I, after those people were dead in Benghazi, I went to YouTube to see that video, and I was number 57. Yeah, they have now found themselves in a war with your incompetent administration. I can't help feel the deepest disgust for the pain you and your administration have caused the families who have lost their heroes, battling your war against our veterans back home. I can't think of more shameless way to this country to dishonor its veterans, and sadly, it is the lack of your leadership and accountability that lead to these failures. The guy is a flop. The guy didn't even qualify for amateur hour. What was he, 2 to 3 years as a state senator, didn't vote on anything, voted present? Unbelievable. And all of a sudden, he becomes president of the United States? What communist plan does he fit into? These men and women who bravely fought in WW2, Korea, Vietnam, and the Gulf Wars, are you Korean War vets, man? You got it worse than the Vietnam vets, I believe, man. You were left up there to freeze. Everybody was playing politically correct. I don't know. I don't know if MacArthur was right saying, let me nuke the Chinese and we'll put an end to this war. That might have been the best call instead of running up and down the same real estate and wasting American lives when we didn't have to, when we could have given them a couple of mushrooms. Oh, the Russians would have come in. Well, maybe we would have had to give the Russians a couple of mushrooms. Or maybe we could have, like Patton said, let's get them now. Yeah. These federal employees disrespected these men and women and the sacrifices they have made in the worst imaginable way. They ignored their pleas for help and in many cases left them to die in favor of hefty government bonuses. How can you pay a bonus to a government employee? And what is a government employee doing with a union? Who is he striking against? The American people? The American taxpayer? I have a guy calling me tomorrow morning. I do business with government agencies. And he called me and he needed a part. I said, are you a government agency? He says, no, but I employ them. I'm a taxpayer. How could I not help this guy? Right? They ignored their pleas for help and in many cases left them to die in favor of hefty government bonuses for exceptional performance. We all know you and your regime doesn't give a damn about these heroes. Your disdain for America and her greatness have never been a secret. You were raised to hate the American empire. We're not an empire. We are a movement, a freedom movement. Empires belong to the Brits, the French, the Spanish, the Russians. We are the American people, and we're supposed to be running the show. But instead, we're living in fear of a tyrannical government. They were taught that the American military is the enemy. It is easier for you to just ignore the Veteran Affairs crisis as you crisscross America fundraising for your fellow Democrats. Cross out Democrats, insert communists. I remember candidate Obama promising to overhaul the VA and reduce the backlog. You claim that America's support for its veterans is obvious by the way we treat our vets. You really nailed that one, didn't you? Just like you were going to fix Detroit or fix foreign policy. Your high school-like approach to solving complex issues can't be fixed by tweeting hashtags with propaganda to people who want to kill us. Anyone with an ounce of common sense can see you're unfit to lead our nation, let alone act as our commander-in-chief. You know what he is? He's a Hollywood prop. You know how they have the movie sets and they only have the front and there's nothing behind it? That's Obama bin Laden. He's a Hollywood prop. What our country needs now, more than ever, is real leadership. Someone who doesn't wait for a crisis but is able to foresee an issue and deal with it before it happens. Unfortunately for America, you've been too busy campaigning and don't have the time to deal with the health care crisis of our veterans. The only thing you seem to care about is your own radical agenda, and now our vets are paying for your negligence with their lives. One thing I wish McChrystal would do, he's got to stay away. He doesn't have to stay away, but he's got to split his time between rat units like the Huffington Post and going on the Bill Maher show. My God. My God, he should have bayoneted him when he had the chance. Oh man, and you got to get, you got to come over to the other side and talk to people who can, who will respect you, and not say one thing to your face and another thing behind your back. And you'd be selling more of your book if you went on the on Fox. Go with Greta. Greta is fair and impartial. Go with Greta. As I sit here typing this out, don't go with Juan Williams or Bob Bickle. Don't go with those. Go with Greta. As I sit here typing this out, I'm dealing with my own VA nightmare, which involves the Phoenix VA. John McCain. John McCain. Phoenix, that's in Arizona. Hey, John, aren't you in Arizona? Where are you, John? Are you opening up a Ted Kennedy souvenir shop? How come you didn't stop drugs coming into Arizona? How come you're not taking care of the vets in Arizona? We don't need you in Syria looking for kudo points. We need you in Arizona stopping the drug runners. We need you in Arizona getting health care for wounded vets like yourself. A clerical error made by a VA employee has resulted in nearly a year of abuse and mismanagement of my case. In other words, the VA is stealing over $7,000 from my disability compensation that I earned when I lost three of my limbs for our country. How would you like to get up? You know, this guy's a young guy right now. He's got two prostheses and a hand prosthesis. He's got two for the legs. How'd you like to get up in the morning 20 years from now? You're still living with those instruments. How enthusiastic do you think you're going to be? How enthusiastic are you going to be when you're feeling not loved? And please, for God's sake, stop thanking these GIs for their service. Thank them for saving the country. Thank you for your service. What is he, a Maytag repairman? Thank you for saving our country. Sir, on this Memorial Day, as I battle, and you know another thing that drives me nuts? A moment of silence. You know what a moment of silence is? It's a muzzle that was cleverly put on the face of Christians. It only takes 20 seconds to say to Our Father. A moment of silence is a minute. You can do three Our Fathers out loud and drowned out that communist moment of silence.
Let's have a moment of silence.
Yeah, let's have a few farts. On this Memorial Day, as I battle your incompetent bureaucrats, my family would like to thank you once again for failing our veterans. I got to tell you something. Veterans never complain. They suck it up. They're trained to suck up enduring pain. They're trained to suck up hardship. They were in Korea at 40 below weather, fighting millions of Chinese, trying to get back to a safe defensive position. They were in the jungles of Vietnam in rice paddies, getting punji sticks in their body. And they don't complain. They laugh. They laugh. And we're taking advantage of their generosity. In our incompetent VA, if our incompetent VA cannot handle government health care for a fraction of our population, who would be foolish enough to believe in a massive health care scheme? I call it health scare, designed to provide health scare for all Americans would be any different. It won't be any different. Wait till you find out. Hello, Doc, listen, I'm feeling a little queasy. Can I come in? Bring cash? Okay. How much? Two bags full? Think that's not going to happen? The physician that's been the physician for two generations of my family has got a survey out right now. Would you pay me $1,200 a year to personally take care of you? And the answer went back, yes. Okay, so you're not going to screw these doctors. These doctors have worked 20 years for nothing just so they can finally make some money. And you're going to come in and tell them what you're going to pay them? You, the president who came to office with $3 million and now you're up to $9 million. How did you do that? Got some good tips? Oh, that's right. You can do inside trading. stock market guys go to jail for it, but the House and the Senate, they can play tips. How's that? Yeah, and what do? And when you lose, you just take some more tax money? You have not only failed our veterans, you have failed America in every way imaginable. You have purposely divided us by race. Oh, this is so true. Political parties and socioeconomic status in order to push a radical agenda. Radical means communist, my friends. This is the president of the communist states of America. That can only be passed when you have successfully divided all Americans. Your entire administration is incompetent, and 40 senators voted to burn the flag, and you don't know that. They're all Democrats, and they were joined by 8 Republicans, including Mitch McConnell. And you have set America on a path for certain failure. And Mary Landrieu votes to burn the flag, you Louisianians who are listening tonight. So on this Memorial Day, as we honor those who have made the ultimate sacrifice, Chuck Schumer and Hillary Clinton also voted to burn the flag. Yeah, well, Chuck comes from the state of New York. That's the vampire state. Used to be the empire state, but now they're sucking everybody dry. I'd like to thank you, our Commander-in-Chief, for not even caring enough to provide us with the quality health care. If you want to see something, go to YouTube and type in "all this for a flag," and you will see a video where they're having a 911 ceremony. I believe it's in New York. I see pipers there. It looks like the fire department or police department pipe band. And Hillary is saying to her husband in lip sync, "all this for a flag." And they took the video and they ran it over to a teaching school that teaches kids how to read lips. And they all come up with the conclusion that's what she's saying, "all this for a flag." This from a woman who said, "this is the first time in my life that I'm proud to be an American because my husband has won the lotto." Yeah. He's won the popularity lotto, created the thing. He's going to be the new thing. Oh, man. Are we in trouble? We're in trouble. Bartender, champagne and a giraffe of wine, and give me a tune that America will love. Okay. This is all for the troops out there. This is all for the troops. It's a little religious, but don't let it scare you. They can't impeach you for believing in God. So for all you guys out there with PTSD, you got to check in with the man. He's the only one that understands you.
Let me go. I lay it all down again. I hear you say that I'm your friend. You are my desire. No one else. Nothing else can take your place. Oh, no, no. To feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find a way. Bring me back to you. Bring me back. Oh,
you know the words.
Never let me go. I lay it all down again. Yeah. To hear you say.
Okay, we're back.
We're looking at Dinesh D'Souza pleading guilty. And he was charged. There's a new buzzword. It's called selective prosecution. That means that the communists look over a whole panoramic view of targets, and then they pick one that they're sure they can kill. And in this particular case, Dinesh D'Souza made a movie about Osama bin Laden, and so he's on the hit list. And the story goes that he took $20,000. He gave 10 to one person and 10 to another person to contribute to somebody's a conservative's campaign fund. And he was only allowed to do 5 and 5. So they charged him with two sets of charges. One set meant a fine and some probation, and he's lost his right to vote. Probably can't buy handguns anymore. And the other charge would have given him 5 years minimum in jail, in prison. So he made a deal with his prosecutors, and that was he pleaded guilty to the lesser charge. And that was that they were happy with that, and they went back to Obama, and they said, we got him, and he's finished. And Obama said, so let it be done. Now, that's only in my imagination, and it's only alleged. But everything I say is always alleged. A new buzzword, selective prosecution. How about Obama prostitution? The Democrat Party is racist against Indian people. The only Indian in the Party de la Muerte, the Party of Death, is Elizabeth Warren, who rode with Cochise and Mangus Colorado, according to the sealed records in Harvard, next to Obama's Kenyan birth certificate and Indonesian citizen a Fulbright scholarship award. So they got Dinesh. Big deal. Wait till they recall Clinton about the Mark Rich pardon that Eric Bagholder packaged for the party of drugs and death. How about Hillary and the $450,000 Big Nally drug money? Nice cover-up, ABC. Always be communist. The CBS, Communist Broadcasting System. NBC, nothing but communist. CNN, the Communist News Network. Newsweek, WEAK. And the Times, Boston Globe, Washington Post, Birdcage Paper. I left out NPR, the race-baiting, hating news that sold Juan Williams out for big Arab oil money. And while we're at it, say a little prayer for the POWs running away in Fort Leavenworth, convicted by non-combat officers. How do you like that? What bad guys they are. Okay. We'll give you the Duke of Dubuque because you're feeling broke.
But he sailed away one day to the state of Iowa, and that's how you find me in the USA. I'm the crackers, I'm the cheese, yeah, call them wolfhounds, if you please. Yes, I'm the Duke of the View. Yeah, no pork chops, no gravy for me. Yes, I'm the Duke, I'm the Duke of the Duke. And
I'm a
probably a World War II song. Okay, so now they're talking about people that want to opt out of Obamacare can't do it. They can't go into opt into Obamacare. They want to drop their coverage for their employees and put them in the Obamacare program. And Obamacare says they can't do it. How's that? Is that discrimination? So you know what's going to happen. There's going to be a lot of part-time jobs. Can I get 10 hours this week, boss? Everybody is going part-time. Police and firemen will be paid by the job. And if you're in a holdup or a fire, you call 911, and first they send out an adjuster to give you an estimate on what it's going to cost you to get out of the holdup or the fire. Meanwhile, back at the treasure chest, senators and Viet Congress mice must now report to work dressed as pirates or sheikhs. Yeah, that's the way they should have to be portrayed. When I see this guy Blumenthal talking about justice, I get sick. I get sick. That's like Charles Manson talking about young love. Yeah, unbelievable, man. Beware, Blumenthal of Communist Connecticut, and I think his name is Peter King of upstate New York, the vampire state. These are very evil men. How do I know? Because the birds no longer sing in their part of the forest. Blumenthal got caught lying about his service on the battlefield in Nam, where he was not. So his communist constituents promoted him to senator. It is the party of death code. If you lie, you get promoted. So who's looking out for the vets, Blumenthal and King? That's like going on a double date with Charles Manson. And to my Latino friends, vámonos, amigos. Get away from the Party de la Muerte. Viva Cristo Rey. And now we'll go to another tune. I saw something. Oh, yes. All you senators, 40 senators, and 8 Republicans, 40 Democrat senators or Democamo senators, could you all come out into the courtyard? We're going to take your picture. And could the 125 Viet Congress mice who also voted to burn the flag, could you get in? Would you get a little bit closer? A little bit closer now. Now, big smile. Oh,
from your lips.
I'm thinking of running for president. And would you like to hear my campaign slogan? My fellow Americans, if you vote for me, I promise I will only steal half of what the other guys are stealing. And once I'm elected president, I intend to appoint 2 Catholic cardinals to the Supreme Court. And they will still be allowed to wear their St. Louis baseball uniforms. My folks, don't sweat the Pope. Focus on the devil, Obama and Bin Laden. Don't worry about what the Pope's doing. Yeah, I mean, all of the Christian groups start fighting amongst one another when they throw the Pope in there. Don't worry about what he's doing, man. He's trying to do good. He's trying to do good. Go after the guy that's doing evil. The devil, Obama Bin Laden. Didn't you see him in that movie? You saw that movie where he was in it, and they said the guy, the actor, looked just like him. Never forget, what was once the Democrat Party is now the Communist Party de la Muerte. They have no God, no country, no flag, no children, and only 2 sacraments, child sacrifice and taxable dope. Their national anthem is Tiptoe Through the Tulips. Their national bird is the vulture. And if you ask them who was Abe Lincoln, they will tell you he freed the vampires. Surely they are the walking spiritual dead. One united nation under God is what we want, and a second nation under blessed Tim Tebow. Let's see what else we got to say here, and then we'll go back to a tune. Oh, I already said that. Okay, let's see, that was a double feature. 4 weapons of harm. 1, nut jobs with guns. 2, nut jobs with knives. 3, nut jobs with BMWs. 4, demo commos. This guy that went nuts out there in California, he was overdue for the funny farm. He hated women. Ergo, women are a source of madness. So it's time to register women and don't allow men to carry them or conceal them. Beware the Democrat-Communist complex. Not only do they hate women, they hate the children too. You want to break the strength of Al-Qaeda? Make the Gitmo prisoners march in the gay pride parade in San Francisco. Will the UN charge us with crimes against humanity? Okay, it's 11 a.m. Memorial Day, and it should be a no-shopping day. And do a money fast. The stores will come up with an alternative to get your money. A moment of silence is not a moment of prayer. It is a muzzle on freedom of religion. Lord, talk to our PTSD. POTMs, prisoners of the mind. No one understands them. They can't talk to anybody but you, Lord. You are the only one who listens and protects. Bring them all home, Lord. Bring our country home. How's that for a moment of silence? Hey, Senorita.
Thank you.
I'm playing the next tune. It's the Irish National Anthem. But instead of the word Ireland, just insert the word our land, because the cause is the same. And it's a tribute to soldiers who fight for freedom.
We'll sing a song, a soldier song, with cheering, rousing chorus, as round our blazing fires we throng the starry heavens o'er us, impatient for the coming fight. And as we wait the morning light, here in the silence of
rifles peel. Did you get a poppy today in church? Or you don't go to church? Are you too important? Are you better than God? Or you don't believe in God? Oh. But you need a chaplain? You need a chaplain in the military because you're an atheist? What do? You go into an empty room and nobody's there? How much do we pay a chaplain that's not there? Unbelievable, man. It's just to bring it all down. Bring America down, what they want. You see, you know, it's like the secret of Coca-Cola. Nobody knows the secret ingredient, and it's the same with the spirit of America. Nobody knows the secret ingredient, so they have to take it all down. They want the recipe, but they don't know that you got to mix God and country. Love of God, love of country. A love of freedom, love of little babies, babies in the womb, those POWs, prisoners of the womb. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. When the foundling of fathers drew up the Declaration of Independence and the Constitutions, they were thinking of babes in the womb. The communists have told you that the children don't count, especially your children. And you bought it. And you know how you bought it? A professor taught you. A communist professor. Ask that professor where he was in the 60s. Was he spitting on troops coming home in the airport? Where was that professor? Was he winning the war at Woodstock? We blocked the thruway, man. And we're all smoking weed and dropping acid. And we're all going to live to be 100. Yeah, I'm about 42. I was telling somebody today, I used to watch Saturday Night Live with a couple of bookies, and they all used to bet on who was going to die after the show. Oh, yeah, the fat guy's going. I got $20 on the fat guy. Who's going to OD after the show? Oh, yeah, no, it's the guy with the sword, the guy that makes believe he's Japanese. He's going. I got $20 on him. I used to call it Saturday Night Dead. Bob Bicker. You know who Bob Bicker is? It's Bob Bickle, but he's always bickering, so I call him Bob Bicker. He's the Fox magnet to draw the left to watch Fox. He hates Chinese people. He is inconsistent. Years of walking on the dark side of the moon has clouded his judgment. I love these guys like Anus in the Morning. Yeah, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. Yeah, I did a lot of stuff, and it didn't bother me. Yeah, and then he says something obscene to his wife on TV. Yeah, really nice guy, man. Juan Williams, he's another liberal. He's another magnet, liberal magnet to get some viewers. But I'll tell you one thing about the Juan Williams. He was sold out for Muslim bakshish. Who did he work for? He worked for National Public Radio. And he said he was afraid to get on a plane with guys named Mohammed. And that's funny because I know a guy that used to get on a plane and call out the name Mohammed, and if anybody stood up, he got off the plane. Yeah, what are you going to do, man? What are you going to do? So Juan said he was afraid of Muslims, so for his punishment, they threw him out on his ass. They didn't even give him a chance to clean out his desk. And then it was learned that National Public Radio had a little diwaniya with three Arabs. I think they were from Qatar. That's when they were probably shopping around for Al Jazeera. And you notice Al Jazeera is showing this tear at your heartstrings to poor illegal immigrants that are dying in the desert. Yeah. Do you know how many illegal immigrants are dying in the desert in Qatar? At 120 degrees, huh? You see the ones that are in Yemen, the Ethiopians that swam to Yemen to get into Saudi Arabia to get jobs, and they're being tortured, raped, and sold. And they're dying, and they're in chains just like slaves. They got ankle chains on to each other, just like slaves. It's the old game, man. They're the guys that started it. The thief pushed her aside as she was paying. Oh, yeah, Juan Williams' wife. He's for gun control, but his wife could have used a pistola. She was out of her car, which is a no-no. And I got to tell you, if I was president of the country, tomorrow 60,000 Americans would have jobs pumping gas. No woman would ever have to get out of a car to pump gas. Stay safely in control of your vehicle. And she got out to pay with the credit card. And while she was swiping the card, a guy jumped in and took off with her car. Now, if she had a gun, she could have taken care of him. And got her car back right away. Just get the blood off the seat. I've got an engagement to go to. But you know what? Suppose that guy decided he was taking her along. Then what? Then she really would have appreciated a gun. I see, I don't call them guns. I call them mind changes. Whatever was on your mind before I point that gun at you, you're not thinking about that anymore. Yeah. And surely a gun would have come in handy. So I just thought I'd tell you that little tidbit. Let's see what else we got. There's more show material here. Let's see what this one says. Oh. This is this day I was looking up the guy that went berserk and he killed all these people, the liberal who lost it. They had a procession. Everybody's holding a candle, and the girls all in the front row have short skirts. This is it, man. This is the new world order. So that didn't bother me that much. What bothered me was the three pictures that were over the article. Light a candle, but don't say it. The photo headlines above this blog consist of three pictures. You know what the three pictures were? One, Kim Kardashian headline goes braless. Two, lives of retired sex workers in Mexico. Three, Kim Kardashian's wedding dress. It's used. Just like Kim. This is what I'm looking at for a horror story that's right below the three pictures. Now, who wouldn't be nuts after seeing something like that splashing in your face? You're getting face splashes that make you crazy.
So let's have a prayer for the minds of the lazy generation. That's what they're now starting to call this generation, the lazy generation. We're not lazy. We're not lazy. We're just not taking those Burger King jobs. We're not taking any job. We don't need a job until we're 25. We can stay in the basement with mom and smoke weed. I get a weed allowance. Yeah, because mom also smokes weed, right? Yeah, you're the second generation junkie. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the evil Democrats. Amen. Yeah. The deranged California nut job had four weapons, a gun, a knife, a BMW, and the most important one, the support of the Communist Party and media. Okay, you asked for it. You want a tune? You want to start some trouble? You want to sing the Democrat song, It's My Party, and I Can Cry If I Want To? Talking about the crazy in California that offed, it looks like, seven people. He killed four men, three of them with a knife. Two women with a gun. And I know he was down on women, especially blondes. Sicko, man. Heavy on the sicko. So he killed four men, three of them with a knife, and then one guy with a gun, I guess. He also ran over people with his, oh, yeah, and he injured people when he ran over them with his Beamer. He had a Beamer. He was a part of the Jet Set. And what does his father do for a living? He's the guy that wrote the Man-Eaters or something? Yeah, and Daddy is crazy, too. Unbelievable. And it's sad. I felt sorry for the father that lost his son. You know? I mean, like, the kid wasn't even in the war. He was just minding his own business. And the father blamed it all on the NRA. You know what's going to happen tomorrow? More people are going to buy guns. And when they outlaw guns, they'll buy them on the black market. They'll buy them where the people buy their drugs. I'll take two hits of cocaine, and I'll take an AK-47. And that'll be $5,000. Thank you. Now I can go out and earn that money back. Yeah. You're not stopping. You know how many guns are in this country? There's one for every American. We got 320 million Americans. There's one gun for everyone. You're not taking their guns away. You're not, you can buy up all the bullets you want. That don't mean anything. As long as we got a gun, we can go get the bullets. We know where they're stored. I go down to Social Security. I'll take 1 million rounds of ammunition right off the shelf. Yeah, I'm here for my senior citizen's check, and I'll take a case of 50 caliber. You know, what are these agencies doing with all these guns? What is Obama up to? Where does he get the money to buy all these guns? Is he using campaign funds? Yeah, but they got Dinesh D'Souza for $20,000. Dinesh D'Souza, that's petty larceny. That's petty, petty larceny. They got Dinesh D'Souza. Yeah, you know who else they got? They got, what's that woman that makes all the doilies? Martha Stewart. Oh, man, remember when they went after Martha Stewart? They made an example of her, didn't they? Oh, yeah, they had a tag team on her. Oh, well, here's a message. It's impeachment time. You know the song, Silver Bells? Well, this is now the impeachment song. Liberty Bells, Liberty Bells, it's impeachment time in the nation. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring, soon it will be impeachment day. City people, flyover people, dressed in impeachment style. In the air there's a feeling of justice. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. On every corner you will hear Liberty Bells, Liberty Bells, it's impeachment time in the nation. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring, soon it will be impeachment day. Yeah. Signatures of petition, accusations of sedition. A president with no zeal, his records are sealed. The people all know it, the proof he won't show it. Soon it will be impeachment time. Oh yeah, impeachment is the way to go. No bloodshed, folks. Just sign on the dotted line. Out you go. Aus, raus mit du. Kommen Sie out with their hands over their head. Hand a hoof. The proof he won't show it. Soon it will be impeachment time. With unconstitutional executive orders, he throws open the borders. 36,000 illegal Democrats released today. He has to take your guns away. Tell Mr. Putin his Rasputin will serve him. In the second term, I give you the USA. Why start a revolution? Bloodshed is not a solution. Impeachment is the way to win. Bribe-seeking judges, politicians, and leeches can be swept out of office with a few impeaches. One term per termite, $1 only for champagne bribes. These are the same leeches who screwed the Indian tribes. Let's send them packing. Let's start their sacking. Sign the petition today. Let's take back the USA. He's not a man for all seasons. Here are just a few reasons. Fast and furious Mexican murders, Benghazi cover-up, IRS purges, destroy the military, break the middle class. taking bribes from the rich, selling out the poor, buying votes with lies. You can see it in his eyes. Oh, how he lies. Liberty bells, liberty bells. Soon it will be impeachment time. Bartender, a champagne and a giraffe of wine. Do you have a male chauvinist pig song?
Step right up, folks, and see Lilisa do a famous dance of the pyramid. Now she walks, she talks, she crawls on her belly like a reptile. Just one thin dime, one tenth of a dollar. Step right up, folks. I went and bought myself a ticket. I sat down in the very first row.
Welcome back to the Spirit of America party, and let's see what we're going to do here. We got 9 minutes left. We could do the Whiff and Poof song with Louis Armstrong.
From the table up at Birdland to the place where Dizzy dwells, in the beards and the funny hats they love so well, all the boppers are assembled, and when they're really high, they constitute a weird personnel. All the riffs these cats are playing are crazy, cool, and gone like this. Ooly-oo, Scooby-Goo, Ooby-Dooby-Dooby, Ooba-Bee-Doppin' like that. So let them beat their brains out till their flatted fifths are gone, and they'll pass and be forgotten like the rest. Yeah. their poor little cats who have lost their way. Ba 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 ba. But every wrong note that they play is a gem. So Lord have mercy on every one of them, for they
bye-bye. Aren't you tired of being lied to, not only by the politicians, but by the media? A handful of radical Muslims? Man, that handful is doing a lot of damage. A handful. From China to Chinatown in New York. They're doing a lot of damage. You want to go to the World Trade Center and buy a souvenir? Oh, yes. Could I have the girder cross, that small girder cross? Oh, no, we don't sell crosses here. Okay, how about a Muslim box cutter? You have any of those? Oh, yes, we have plenty of those. Yeah. Thank you. How do you say radical in Arabic? Do you know how you say it? Muslim. When will we learn that the highest form of sainthood in Islam is jihad? They are called holy warriors and saints. A Christian martyr is one who dies for the love of his fellow man and the love of Jesus Christ. A Muslim martyr is one who kills for hate. You want peace in the Middle East? Go Christian. And by the way, imams get 20% of all booty taken in jihad. And we complain about the second collection, which goes by faster than a frisbee in my church. It is sad. When I was a kid, my mother gave me a dollar to put in the basket, and that's what I see in the basket today. I grew up, instead of thanking a serviceman for their service, why not thank them for saving our country? If they did not serve in war or peace, we would all be slaves, many of us dead slaves. Take your country back in November. Get rid of the communists. Anybody who votes to burn the flag is a communist. Don't buy the freedom of speech crap. That's the same story as date rape. She had it coming. Yeah. Yeah, she asked for it. Yeah, she had on a coat. Yeah, give me a break, man. And they cover it up in the communist colleges. Oh, no, honey, you don't want to report this to the police. No, think of what it'll be on your record. You'll never get a job. Yeah. Well, just trot yourself on down to the abortion clinic and take care of it, huh? Would you? Do it for your alma mater. Yeah, thank you, pal. Yeah, times have changed. When I dated girls, her father and five brothers would take me up to the roof and show me what the street looks like from five stories up. And then tell you to be home by 10. I said, be home by 9, Mr. Ryan. We'll be an hour early, sir. Yeah, today it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. How better they have sex in our house than they go out in the street? Yeah, let them drink here. Let them do the drugs. Give them some of your drugs, Dad. Yeah, oh, we in trouble, man. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Okay, we're turning to Walid Shubat, the Middle East reporter. Please check here to donate to Rescue Christians. You know, when I was a kid going to Catholic school where they taught patriotism and love of God and country, and do not mess with your neighbor. The guy next to me was my neighbor. Yeah. Are you writing on your neighbor's desk? Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah, so when I went there, we used to bring nickels to buy a baby in China or in Africa. You know how many babies we bought over the years? Unbelievable. And now today, they got to rescue the big kids. It is really sad. And they announced in Nigeria, the president of Nigeria knows where the kidnapped girls are, but he's not telling. Unbelievable. It is really one big auction block. And you know what? If you watched anything today about the Soviets taking half of Germany, and you watched the people as the wall was going up that the Soviets built to keep people in, they were jumping out of windows. They were jumping out of windows and throwing themselves over barbed wire to get to freedom. And we got people in this country that teach that America is bad. Yes, you know, we didn't have to drop the A-bomb. We could have lost 1 million troops. It would have been better if we had lost 1 million American sons and daughters than we dropped the A-bomb on those poor, helpless Japanese. Do you know how many bombs Hitler's bombs killed in England during the Blitz? 50,000. 50,000 in the city of London. Do you know how many Americans died on 9/11 trying to save other Americans? Just the firemen alone, 343. Do you know what the average firehouse holds? 50 men. So do the math. That's what, 7 firehouses that were completely destroyed? Huh? And where were you? Oh, we had it coming, because why did we offend them? Yeah. Oh, and by the way, if the Germans or the Japanese had discovered the atom bomb first, they never would have used it. If Stalin had it first, yeah, he wouldn't have stopped with half of Germany, I'll tell you that. Yeah, comrade. Yeah. Welcome to the vampire state. New York is not a vampire state. They're running ads of how successful business is now that they've... discovered New York. You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding. So, in other news, pro-Palestinian UCLA students attempt to politically cleanse a school elections. Communists are in all the colleges. They got the video of this kid, man. They got the video of this kid. This kid is spewing hatred. I don't know what religion he is, man, but he should have been talking to the man. Media all over Santa Barbara shootings, but ignores Benghazi's Fast and Furious. China arrests 25 Muslim women for wearing hijab. Muslims try to fight, but Chinese kill 2 of them. You ain't messing with the Chinese. They murdered 30 million people just because they couldn't say the word communist. They don't fool around. They make you disappear. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The American people, let's see what this one is. Republican Party works with Muslim Brotherhood lobbyists to investigate Benghazi. My friends, the only lobby in Washington should be in a hotel. You go there, you ring the bell, and the guy says, "Yes, sir, can I help you?" That's the only lobby that should be in Washington. The largest champagne contribution given to any political dog is $1, be it GE or Joe the Plumber. $1. Here's your $1. Now I'm the equal of GE. And GE is my equal. And I watched Jimmy Hoffa today complaining about all of the greedy American capitalists that have escaped his wrath and went and made money in overseas. And he wants them to come back and be under his thumb. Yeah, the reason they've gone, Jimmy, is because of you. And you know what? There's no bigger capitalist than you, Jimmy. Tell me you're taking home $20 a week. Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah, they escaped, Jimmy. They got away. They're not coming back. Oh, yes, we're going to forgive a lot of the dead if they come back and bring all their wealth. Yeah, sure. Do you know the Caterpillar, 65% of Caterpillar's business comes from overseas? You're lucky Caterpillar doesn't go overseas with the other 35%. Unbelievable. Do you know that Mobil Oil, the enemy of the Communist Party, could probably get 100 years no taxes in Jebel Ali or in Dubai or Abu Dhabi? Hello, Sheikh, what's his name? Yeah, listen, this is Mobil Oil. Listen, we're thinking of relocating to your beautiful neck of the woods, and we were wondering, could we get 100 years no taxes? 100 years? I'll give you 200 years. And I'll give you cheap labor. Yeah, unbelievable, man. Yeah, the biggest business in America is the U.S. government. They're the biggest mafia. Okay, so apostates and infidels, that's what we are to the Islamic world. So let's read the story. Republican Party works with Muslim Brotherhood lobbyists to investigate Benghazi. The American people are supposed to trust Republicans appointed to investigate Benghazi, but they shouldn't. Once our findings are examined, as it turns out, the executive director appointed to the House Selected Committee on Benghazi has a serious conflict of interest that should require him to recuse himself. Oh, I'm getting nervous now. I don't want to see the word that I'm thinking of. Oh, it doesn't look like. Okay. The American people are supposed to trust Republicans. Philip Keiko is a lobbyist for the Smith Free Group, in which his clients include the American Civil Liberties Union, founded by a communist, Southern Poverty Law Center, it's a branch of the ACLU. Same mentality. The radical environmentalist group, the Sierra Club. Here's all your Communist Party apparatchiks right here. Gay, lesbian, and straight education network. The brainwashing of little children. They're going to turn your son into a homosexual. Is that what you want? Huh? That's what America needs, one more sick kid? Mexican-American Legal Defense and Educational Fund. Yeah, they're playing the Mexicans for votes. They're going to smuggle them all in and right into the election booth. National Council of La Raza de Race. That's a racist organization, the only one. They are superior to everybody else. It's a hate group. And the National Organization for Women. Now, oh, those are the ones that like to kill kids. NAACP, Legal Defense. Man, this is the Communist Party of America right there. And every one of those people, and this guy is a lobbyist. What are these bastards doing anywhere near a congressman or a politician? Remember what I told you. One term per termite, get rid of them all. And it even gets worse. It turns out that he lobbied for a group with strong connections to Muslim Brotherhood front groups in the U.S., like the Democrat Party. Okay. Now they got a picture. This constitutes a major problem. They got a picture with Trey Gowdy. Uh-oh. I got a problem with Trey Gowdy. He's wearing brown shoes with a blue suit. Never. My mother told me, never trust the guy that wears brown shoes with a blue suit. And he's sitting next to the bartender, John Boehner. Savage makes fun of him. Every time he says Boehner, he has ice cubes hit the glass. Let's address the elephant in the room. When it comes to Benghazi, the attackers all resided under the Muslim Brotherhood umbrella. Okay, now this is from Walid Shubat. Kiko, appointed by committee chairman Trey Gowdy. Oh, boy. That's bad. Has been a lobbyist for Smith Free Group since 2013. One of Smith Lee's clients is the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights, a consortium of racial and liberal organizations that includes the highly suspect Muslim advocates. There also appears to be a connection to Wisconsin politicians. The head of MA used to work for
U.S. Senator Russ Feingold, a flag burner and a friend, dear friend of John McCain, and Kiko for Rep. James Sensenbrenner as Deputy Chief of Staff 2001 to 2007. Sensenbrenner is credited with authoring the Patriot Act. MA's President and Executive Director Farhana Khera worked directly for Feingold for 6 years and was counsel to the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee. Ironically, a primary focus of Khera has been to water down the Patriot Act to protect Muslims. Farhana is a woman's name, and she's with Nancy Pelosi. The degree to which she was successful can be seen in both how politically correct the law, as well as Feingold being the only U.S. senator to vote against the law. How's that? Well, he voted to burn the flag, so anything that could hurt America, Feingold is for. Khera represented, and he voted to kill kids. Yes, American kids. Khera represented the Muslim Students Association, MSA, in the U.S. and Canada in a suit filed against the city of New York over the surveillance of the Muslim community. MSA is known Muslim Brotherhood Front Group, and Khera is clearly a pro-Muslim activist who has argued that sting operations lead to anti-Muslim sentiment. Politically correctness is going to get a lot of throats cut. Hold on to your guns, boys. In 2010, Khera spoke at the Islamic Society of North America, ISNA, convention. In her speech, Khera tipped off Muslim leaders about law enforcement surveillance techniques. ISNA is also a Muslim Brotherhood front. Perhaps one of Khera's most prized accomplishments was a letter she received from the Deputy National Security Advisor John Brennan, who is currently the director of the CIA. Holy crap. Brennan is definitely pro-Muslim, pro-Muslim terrorist. Brennan's letter was in response to a letter sent by Khera and 57 Muslim organizations requesting that training materials offensive to Muslims be purged from counterterrorism manuals. Brennan expressed agreement with Khera in his response. When it comes to other Muslim advocates, this guy, Walid Shubat, he's going to suffer the same fate as, what was the guy's name that died after a glass of wine? You know who I'm talking about. The guy that offered $100,000 if anybody could say that the Tea Party used a racist word at a procession led by Nancy Pelosi, and nobody took his money. Bart, was it Bart something? Breitbart. When it comes to other Muslim advocate members advocating for terrorist organizations, at a 2007 Muslim Public Affairs Council, MPAC, convention, Muslim Activist Council Akhil Vora spouched for the Holy Land Foundation, insisting that it was not connected to terrorism. 1 year later, the HLF was found guilty on all charges relating to terrorism. Boy, there's one judge they didn't get to, huh? When former Deputy Chief of Staff to Hillary Clinton, Huma Abedin, found herself at the center of controversy after Representative Michelle Bachmann, who they hate. You know why they hate her? She's got 47 kids. Raised questions about Abedin's ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. At least one Muslim Advocates member expressed the support for Abedin. Board member Amber Khan sent out the following tweet about Abedin's attendance at the White House in the dinner in 2012. Curiously, Kiko's former boss, Sensenbrenner, was one of a handful of Republicans who publicly defended Abedin, thereby siding against Bachmann. Representative Keith Ellison, one of two Muslim U.S. congressmen, one of Abedin's staunchest of defenders against Bachmann. Ellison responded to Bachmann's questions with an incoherent two-page letter that was rebuked with a 16-page letter from Bachmann. It would be her last public words on the matter. Ellison also has a connection to Muslim Advocates, the organization's director of program to strengthen Muslim charities, Mohammed Sabu, was once an employee of Ellison. Mohammed Sabur is selling Islamic materials circa 2002. They got a picture. Sabur is also credited with founding the Kunut Foundation. This organization is a partner with CARE. Muslim Advocates is identified as a type of offshoot from the Muslim Brotherhood Front. In fact, their advocates work with CARE. In fact, on CARE's official website, an application was accepted for a CARE Kunut Fellowship. Another co-founder of Kunut Foundation, Zahir Jana Mohammed, supports Hamas, which in itself, a Muslim Brotherhood group whose beliefs are in line with the Benghazi attackers. Other figures on the Muslim Advocates website that warrant further scrutiny are the Deputy Director Nahid Qureshi and Board Asifa Quraish Landes. As we have learned, the Qureshi name can be spelled differently, is quite prominent with the Muslim Brotherhood. Suher Qureshi was identified by Shubat.com as one of the 63 Muslim Sisterhood leaders. Nahid joined other Muslim Brotherhood figures at the 2010 White House Iftar dinner to include Huma Abedin's mother, Salaha Abedin. Here is a promo video on the Muslim Advocates website the organization Kiko has lobbied for. The video features Sabur, Kera, and Ellison. My friend, we're about to all become slaves. Another potentially noteworthy aspect of Tukiko's background is his time with Foley and Lardner as of counsel. One of the partners of the firm is Cleta Mitchell, who inexplicably defended Grover Norquist and Suhail Khan in the face of overwhelming evidence of their complicity in the Muslim Brotherhood agenda. Mitchell insists Grover Norquist and Suhail Khan are clean. The evidence against both Norquist and Khan is incontrovertible. Yet Mitchell chose to vehemently defend them while smearing those who pointed out their Muslim Brotherhood connections, as Shubat has reported. The extent of Kiko's relationship with Mitchell is unclear, but is noteworthy that both Mitchell and he have either advocated or defended individuals or groups with connections. All these politicians are bought and paid for. It's a question of can your money overpower your competitor's money? As a partner with Foley, Mitchell would have been senior to Kiko, who was listed as of counsel. Kiko should recuse himself. Shortly after Speaker John Boehner appointed Trey Gowdy to head the House Select Committee on Benghazi, Gowdy appointed Kiko. This is very sad, and I'm going to raise hell about it tomorrow. I had a lot of faith in Gowdy, and I don't like what I see. And now that I see the brown shoes with a blue suit, Mom is right. To what extent Boehner might have had a hand in Gowdy's naming of the longtime D.C. lobbyist is not known, but Boehner sure seemed pleased with the appointment immediately after it was announced, saying, how Gowdy ever got the appointment by Boehner is beyond me, so there had to be some horse trading. Phil Kiko is a man of unquestioned integrity with a record of distinguished service to the House and the American people. His appointment today is a further proof of Chairman Gowdy's commitment to an investigation that is serious, fact-based, and professional. Can't do it when there's money in both pockets. The American people, both of Kiko's pockets, the American people deserve the full truth. That's right, and they're tired of being fuked about what happened in Benghazi on September the 11th, 2012, and there's no better person to help lead this effort than Phil. Get rid of him. Get him out. He's suspect. Get him out. You can't do it. Like Sensenbrenner, Boehner was one of a handful of Republicans who defended Abedin against Bachman. as Shoebot.com has reported. Let's face it, Congress has a poor track record with the American people. It's a place where corruption thrives. Oh, they're filthy. They're all dirty. They're all filthy. They all got pocketfuls of money. There's not an honest man there. And that's why I say you've elected me for president, and I'll only steal half of what the other guys are stealing. It's a place where corruption thrives like weeds in a garden that needs constant tending. One term per termite. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. Don't get too comfortable. You're not going to be here that long. And that's a great way to keep honesty up and corruption down. Despite this, there is an industry in Washington, D.C. that is viewed with even more contempt. Perhaps the most unprincipled profession in the nation's capital, lobbying. Latrine closed, lobbyists go. Often the extent to which any lobbyist principles. My wife and I went to Washington, D.C. We were on the steps of Congress, and we seen these guys, all men, laughing and joking and running up the stairs. They all had $1,000 suits on and Gucci shoes. And, you know, they were getting heard there today, and they looked like they were all lobbyists. Or lack thereof, it can be known, or by looking at his clients. When doing this with Kiko, it becomes apparent he should recuse himself from the Benghazi investigation. And you want to hear the comments? Dear Lord, say it isn't so. May we suggest you call Gowdy's office and demand Kiko recuse himself. Have you, Mr. Shoebot, have you forwarded this information in case he is interested? Patience, optimism, and hope, brothers. Faith, Proverbs. The Lord's got this. Well, we're mourning the loss. One more tough-talking warrior for truth who has proved to be too good to be true by Trey. There is one, however, who will keep his promise never to leave or forsake us. I just read somewhere recently that the CIA director John Brennan had converted to Islam back in the 90s. Man, I'll tell you, I was raised as the son of Irish immigrants to always love this country, love God, and that Irishmen would never betray this country. And I got to tell you, I'm heartbroken when I see all these so-called Irishmen sticking it to my country. Maybe Mr. Gowdy isn't all as fired up as he appears to be, since he is the person that appointed Mr. Kiko. I would think that his background is fairly well known. Looks to be another well-we-tried type of deal. That is sad. That cannot be allowed to happen. We got to force Gowdy to do his job. And I will be on the horn tomorrow, raising a holy hell. And what I said about the Irish, I grew up, all the Irish were true and loyal. But the party of death has now taken over the Democrat Party, and the communists have taken over the party of death. And if you're Irish and Catholic and you're a Democrat, you're living in sin. And you're a disgrace to the race. Having said that, I guess it's time to say goodnight. I really ran over, but I wanted to get the Walid Shoebot. He's the only guy that's really looking out for us. I don't see anybody else. Everybody else is kissing somebody else's ass. Walid lays it all on the line. Walid is a good man. Okay. Let me see if I can find something nice. Ah, yes. Here's an Irish tune, and I dedicated this tune to all the ladies who died on 9/11. I dedicated particularly to a Jewish girl named Melissa, who was up on the 80th floor, who called her mother to say goodbye. And she got her mother's voicemail. And I'll bet you her mother plays that voicemail every night. It is sad. So, having said that, the name of the tune is Makushla. It's about dying love. Thank you.
with 200 mothers who died at 911, died at 200 babies that they were carrying. I would love to see the families of those 200 mothers name those babies and put those babies on the memorial wall with their mothers. I would love to see that. Will I ever see it? Who knows? Have a nice night, folks.